Boys and girls, welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've tuned our way this day, and we hope the broadcast will be a real blessing to you. And here's the Bible Club choir to start the program under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Wandering ones to Jesus. That is and has been for years the burden and purpose of the Children's Bible Club. Through this radio broadcast, through the visualized gospel storybooks, through the cassette story tapes, we desire to reach boys and girls and young people for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do need your prayers. Maybe you've been listening to the program for some time now, yet you've never taken time to write and let us know what the program means to you or to your children. That would be a real encouragement to us and to this station. And maybe God has provided your needs in such a way that you could share a gift to help with the radio tapes as well as with the storybook tapes and printing ministry. We'd love to hear from our Bible Club friends. Kids, teens, or keens, address your letter to Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Some would gather money along the path of life. Some would gather roses and rest from worldly strife. But I would gather children from among the thorns of sin. I would seek a golden curl and a freckled, toothless grin. For money cannot enter in that land of fadeless day. Roses that are gathered soon will wilt along the way. But oh, the laughing children, as I cross the sunset sea, gates swing wide to heaven. I can take them in with me. And that's what the purpose and the work of the Children's Bible Club is all about. And I hope that you'll join us in that effort, that you'll be a co-laborer with us in this faith ministry with boys and girls, that you'll pray for us and support us in prayer as well as in your giving. God bless you. Let me hear from you this week. And now, here's the choir again.
Flesh, and he died as my Savior. For sin.
Gideon had his orders and assurance from God, and he moved out to obey God's command. Oh, his army of 32,000 men looked pretty good, until they looked out across the valley and saw the enemy's army laying across like a blanket, 135,000 strong. Oh, the odds were mighty great, 4-1 at least. Oh, but with God's help, perhaps they could win the battle. God had given them the orders. And then God said, Gideon, you've got too many men there. Now let's thin out the ranks. Too many men? And the odds this great already? But God commanded it. How would he thin the ranks, though, Lord? Well, tell all those that are afraid and are fearful, just tell them to go on back home. Well, Gideon thought, well, that sure won't get rid of very many, but that's good compared to what the odds are. So he did. He told his men, those who were afraid and fearful in the face of battle, just right now, before the battle ever started, go on home. And what Gideon saw made his heart nearly faint, because that army of 32,000 kept thinning and thinning and thinning, and he saw streams of men going back over the hills headed for home. He didn't imagine he had that many men that were afraid. That many men that were afraid? Oh, and when he counted, he only had 10,000 men left. Well, the Lord had said to thin down the troops, but he didn't imagine he meant for that many of them to be thinned. Then he had to reorganize the troops and get ready for battle again. And just as they were ready to go, he thought, God said, Gideon, you got too many men. Too many men? Yes, Gideon, that's right. If I were to give you the victory with these men here, why, they'd come home bragging on how brave they were and how they could win the victory even after those other 22,000 scaredy cats went home. They did it without 'em, and the Lord would never be able to receive any glory. No, Gideon, you got to thin your ranks again. Now, this time I'll tell you how to do it. Take 'em down to the stream to get a little water and get refreshed before they go to battle, and then divide your ranks when the ones that get down and lap the water like dogs, you let them stand in one group, and those that get down on their hands and knees and put their faces in the water, then you get them in another group, and I'll tell you what to do about it. So Gideon watched. His heart must have trembled a little, wondering how this was going to come out, for he surely couldn't afford to lose many more men. And he watched. And he realized the wisdom of God again when some of the men went down and stood up and just pulled up the water in their hand and drank it down and still had their eyes out on the opposite bank, watching for the enemy, staying alert, ready for battle. And then there were the others, the majority, in fact, who took time to lay down on the grass, let their face go in the water, and enjoy the cool, refreshing stream. God says, now you see, Gideon, those men just sent them on home. They don't have their mind on the battle. They're not busy staying alert for God's work and God's battle. Just send them on home. They got their mind on their own comforts and their own welfare and what seems good to their body. Send them home. Gideon sent him home, but when he counted this time, he only had 300 men left. 300? Against 135,000? Why, this was impossible. Why, the odds were about 440-1. Oh, this was no way to have a battle. But God said, do it. He said, now you're ready, Gideon. Get your gear and go. Gideon gave the orders for all the men to file by and come get their gear and their weapons. And they were ready to get weapons, believe you me, when they realized how few there were in order to fight so many thousands. But when Gideon gave them the weapons, It seemed they were no weapons at all. No such things as spears and guns and slingshots to fight with. Gideon gave each one a pitcher. A pitcher like a milk pitcher. And a lamp. And a trumpet. Oh, and we're going to battle with this? But Gideon fearlessly gave the orders. He said, "Surround the camp, men. Do it silently, not a word till I say. And then what I do, you do the very same thing." Oh, that we had some Christian boys this day and time who would be such upright Christian young men that other boys in school could look at him and say, "Well, whatever he does, I can do too, because he'll lead me right." What kind of a leader are you for the Lord? Gideon said, "Whatever I do, you do it too." And so they surrounded that whole camp in the night, and all of a sudden in the silence, Gideon broke the silence with a shout and the blowing of the trumpets, and they all broke their pitchers, and the flame around the camp showed, and they shouted and they blew the trumpets and swarmed down into the camp of the Midianites. It scared the Midianites so bad they thought they were surrounded by thousands, and they were so frightened that they began to kill each other, and what ones weren't killed that way went streaming out over the hills, and Gideon and his men went right behind them and slaughtered the whole bunch. Oh, what wonderful victory God gave to his people that day. Because Gideon was wonderful? No, he was obedient to God, though. Because he had a mighty army? No, they just went in the strength of the Lord. Now, God can give you good victories in your life, too, if first of all you'll be humble, receive him as your Savior, and then give your life completely to him and obey his word. Don't try to choose your own way and the way that looks right to man. Choose God's way, and you'll always come out on top. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.